And Mr. Chair, because there's some significant things on closed session, how long are the presentations scheduled? I know you always say as long as we need, but like, can we tell them 15, 20 minutes?
I think the Delaware or the Jackson Square is going to be fairly quick.
Okay.
The others are probably 45 minutes apiece.
They're each 45 minutes? Okay, because I had specifically asked that there were certain things on the closed agenda, and I have to leave by 12:20. So if we could, if, as we're moving along.
We'll keep.
Great, thank you so much.
Okay.
item 15, you remember our current disability attorney is actually retiring. And so we did an RFP to replace her, for candidates to replace her. We received three, and they're listed in the memo here, John Kennedy out of Sacramento, Jennifer Creighton out of San Diego, and Susan Hastings. They have a local office here in Oakland, but also one in Southern California. Is that correct? Susan's actually here. Susan, you want to come up?
Morning.
And we, myself, Karen, and Kurt reviewed the RFPs that came in. We felt that Susan and her firm provided the best all-around services as well as value to us. The only one of the three that has a local office, and one of the benefits of that, at least to our members, a lot of our members are pro-per in applying for disability retirement, so they, you know, would walk to county council's office and physically deliver documents and things like that by hand. We thought that having a local Bay Area office where they could do that if they chose to do that would be a benefit. Susan's background, do you want to give us a little bit of your background?
Well, I've been practicing in the defense of workers' compensation for more than 21 years, and part of my practice is to not only represent insurance companies in their workers' compensation cases, but also for public agencies, cities, counties, districts, there's fire districts, there's transportation districts. So there's also the public safety aspect of that, which I think is uniquely with all public agencies. So I think that the transition into doing disability retirement work is a great opportunity, and it easily melds into with my general practice. So it's that's my background, and our firm background has also, we represent CD Sarah, and part of having a large firm is having a the assets attached to it, and with a breadth of knowledge and resources available. So.
Susan and her firm are familiar with the 37 Act peculiarities, and as well as Sarah's peculiarities as far as disability standards and thresholds. With regards to the services that each of these firms could provide, Susan's firm, not to get crass, but they were very reasonable as far as their pricing in comparison to the other firms. As far as travel issues and things like that, having her local here, I think, would be a great benefit to us. And that was the reason that Karen and Kurt and I came up with the recommendation to hire Susan and her firm to replace our
disability counsel.
And
I move to accept your recommendation.
Second.
Okay. Any questions or move?
My concern is you represented the districts. Now, are you going to stop representing our districts on workers' comp stuff and just handle our disabilities? Because is there going to be a conflict there when the person comes from the workers' comp side back to the disability side of us?
We didn't identify that there would be a conflict. We have very few cases with the district. I think, you know, I gave a list of our open cases, and I think with one fire district, there's three cases. I think two are on their way to be closing. Because you see, when I look at the policies and procedures, there's so much of the workers' comp that comes into play and is used in the disability retirement or the service-connected application. So while you use some of the information, you may augment it or you obtain different evaluations, I think that there's not necessarily a conflict involved. If we did identify a conflict, we would obviously notify the other side. And I would think at some point, usually the workers' comp cases are generally completed before this process starts in the general
term. And also, you familiar with, like, how Tier 3 is its own little animal in a sense of...
Of the substantial gainful employment. Yes,
yeah.
I've reviewed that, and I'm certainly well aware of that. I think everybody who I've talked to in connection with representing CSERA has said, do you know that there is this particularity? And yes, and it is very interesting, and I think it makes it takes precedent, obviously. Yes.
Any other questions?
No, I was curious too. And Susan, would you be are trying to hear, or would somebody else from your firm?
It would be me primarily. It would be me. And if there was any additional work that would need to be done, it would be under my supervision. But yes, the way that the RFP was presented was that it's out my firm, but I'm the lead attorney.
So you'd be handling all the disability hearings and stuff?
Yes.
You'd be here when we need you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? And subject to contract negotiations, which Karen will be contacting you regarding. Susan, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to close those blinds. Just to turn it up a little because that glare is. Thank you. That's fine. Thank you. I can't see you. There's a halo around you.
It's a halo. Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with the blinds.
Yes. Oh, it's gone now, though.
I toned it down a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Let's move on to item 5, presentation from Delaware Investments. I saw them up there.